From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting efforts are underway to improve the battle against Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Thursday that defense officials are looking at ways to enhance efforts to train and equip pro-government forces in Iraq as they battle Islamic State fighters. Speaking to reporters traveling with him on a trip to Asia, Carter said recent events in Iraq, where the militants seized the provincial capital of the sprawling Anbar province west of Baghdad, have shown the need for a capable ground partner. The U.S. has been conducting airstrikes in Iraq since August, but so far ruled out sending in any ground troops of its own. Carter questioned the will of Iraqi government troops after the fall of Ramadi, prompting the White House to respond with comments reaffirming U.S. support for the Iraqi mission against the Islamic State. The defense chief said Thursday that speeding up training and getting equipment to the battlefield will affect Iraqi forces with their confidence in their ability to operate. He said the effort should also include preparing Sunni fighters to join the fight.
I think one particular way that's extremely important is to involve the Sunni tribes in the fight. That means training and equipping them.
White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said Wednesday that the U.S. believes the fight in Ramadi will require a multi-sectarian force to succeed. Russia's President Vladimir Putin is accusing the United States of meddling in FIFA's affairs and hinted that it was part of an attempt to take the 2018 World Cup away from his country. Putin said in televised comments that he found it odd that the probe was launched at the request of U.S. officials for crimes which don't involve its citizens. It didn't happen in the United States. This is VOA News. Appeals judges at the International Criminal Court have called on Ivory Coast to hand over their former First Lady, Simone Gbagbo, maintaining an earlier ruling that she stand trial in The Hague. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris for VOA.
Reading out the International Criminal Court's ruling on Wednesday, Polish judge Piotr Hofmanski said Ivory Coast must stand by its obligation to surrender former First Lady Simone Gbagbo without delay. Judge Hofmanski said Ivorian authorities failed to offer proof that could counter the ICC's initial decision against holding Gbagbo's trial in Ivory Coast, noting that the information they supplied was vague. The appeals ruling also found Ivorian officials had not proven in a timely manner that they were investigating the former First Lady for the same allegations she faces in The Hague. Once called the Iron Lady, Simone Gbagbo is accused of running death squads when her husband was in power. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Conservationists say the elephant population in Mozambique has shrunk nearly 50% over the past 5 years because of poaching, even as it grows elsewhere. The U.S.-based Wildlife Conservation Society reported this week that the number of elephants in Mozambique totals only about 10,300 today compared to more than 20,000 5 years ago. It blames ivory poachers for the slaughter of the African elephants, mainly to meet the ivory demand in China. The Conservation Society says it does its elephant surveys with aerial photographs. Meanwhile, it says the number of elephants in Uganda has increased dramatically over the past few decades because of anti-poaching protections. The Society says Uganda had only 700 to 800 elephants left in the 1980s, but more than 5,000 are now living in wildlife reserves now. Over two dozen people are undergoing precautionary treatment for anthrax after the U.S. military accidentally shipped live samples of the deadly bacteria to civilian commercial labs in 9 states and a military lab in South Korea. Officials say 4 laboratory workers in the United States, along with 22 personnel at Osan Air Force Base outside of Seoul, may have been exposed to anthrax shipped from the Army's Dugway Proving Ground in Utah. The facilities were supposed to receive dead anthrax spores as part of a Pentagon program to develop a test to identify biological threats in the field. Thousands of doctors, nurses, and other hospital personnel are demonstrating in central Paris today to protest planned working hours changes they say will result in more burnout and worse patient care. That's the news. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.